Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are here at the DDJN Network, and I'm telling you, we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Algeria, Argentina, oh, my God, Europe, Russia, Italy, you name it, just simply all over the world, and to God be the glory. And now we want to present to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into 2 billion praise right here on the Blog Talk Radio, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. This is the Chief Ambassador, and thank God for you, Ambassador Hagen. And I'm so excited we made history again tonight by having the international service on the prayer line, where we were used of God to do elevation of two new ambassador, Gina Hodges, our youth ambassador now, and Ambassador Gail Stith, both full ambassadors for the Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Just to thank God for them. And we had quite a service tonight here at 7 o'clock, brother. And now we're looking forward to you who are helping us give God over 2 billion praises tonight. These are not exaggerated figures. If you just would know all the countries that were involved, you would understand that this is very easy to do. But thank God. Why don't you give us an identification time, Ambassador Hagen? And we'll come back. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you. Praise the Lord. He's the next ambassador. Yes, you'll be heard right here. On the DDJ Network. And the call is the number. You can call in right to the studio. And that number is 646-595-2035. We're here live. Yes, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. On the DDJ Network. Being heard literally all over the world. And we certainly want to thank International Ambassador for doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world, and the world is catching on to this brand new spiritual awakening. And you can hear it in everywhere you go, even at the shopping mall, even in the bank, you hear people are saying it, and we thank God. You're doing an excellent job, and we thank God for you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. And we do say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Because God showed us, is basically, you might say, a restoring of the old church tradition. If some of you came up in the old church, when they got the Holy Ghost, one would get on one side and say thank you, thank you, thank you, say thank you, thank you. And the other one would get on the other side and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, feel me, Jesus, thank you. But there was repetition. And I keep telling you all that repetition is from God. Amen. Look what happened then. God showed me 4 things that it did. When they kept on saying, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and kept on saying it, the Lord began to show me that it did something phenomenal for people. Yes. First of all, it helped people to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. They focused their minds on the spiritual rather than the natural. They went up there thinking about their hair, if people were going to see me, what I looked like, and you know what I got to do tomorrow, and what are my friends going to say, what's my mother going to say, all that kind of stuff. That was in the natural. But before they knew it, after they kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, they got serious about it. Oh, thank you, Jesus, you know. And they went to the spiritual. They focus on the spiritual rather than natural after a while. That thank you, thank you, thank you. It ushers, if you say it from your heart, it will usher in the presence. Hey, glory, hallelujah. It will usher in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits praise parties, not pity parties, not rhetoric parties, just somebody just saying thank you, thank you, and you don't mean nothing. No. He inhabits praise parties. And that praise from your heart ushers in the presence of the Lord. Then thirdly, it positions you to receive a miracle. I dare you to thank him from your heart 1,000 times and really mean it from your heart. I guarantee you, if you can hear my testimony about how I came from Florida to Texas saying thank you, 1,000 times, the first time it had ever happened when I was saying it like that. And the Holy Ghost had me so full I couldn't hardly sit on the plane. I had to get up and walk down the aisle still saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory, thank you.
Thank you.
I just kept saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. And then it not only positions you for a miracle. I got a miracle from the Lord. But it also encourages others who hear you giving God praise like that. They want to praise him. I want to challenge you people in Africa who hear me, those in India, those in Asia, those in Afghanistan and in Jordan and all around the Middle East and all around those who are fighting ISIS. And people, I want to challenge you, even the ISIS people, thank you, thank you, thank you, is for you too. It will change your mind so you want to try to conquer people and use witchcraft to control their minds. You want to push the name of Jesus on people and let them decide to follow Christ. See, that thank you, thank you, thank you will influence others to praise him too. And that's why we do it, because we're trying to give God thanks and at the same time influence others. I want to challenge y'all in those other countries, if you would take this assignment and get people all around your area saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It would change your area. It would change your home. It would change your family. It would change your vision. It would change your thoughts. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. All right, I want to pray. I want you to make a request to the Lord tonight and then start believing him. Have faith. You're going to thank him in advance for doing it. That's faith. Don't wait till the doctor says you're healed. Don't wait till somebody tells you that you're rich. Don't wait till somebody tells you that you're debt-free. Just make your request known and thank him for it like you know it's done already. All right? I'll give you about, maybe 30 seconds to do that. Amen. And when you've done that, then we'll start thanking Jesus. Here's your 30 seconds. Oh, heavenly God. Right, let's go to God in prayer. And at the end of my prayer, I'm going to begin to thank God. We only have a few lines open to those who are fortunate to get those lines. We want you to thank God. That's why they're open, because you are a praiser. Amen. Let's thank him in just a moment when I finish. And then I'm going to give you from intermittently, in other words, from time to time, I'm going to say things why we ought to be thanking him, just to give it some foundation. Amen. People don't just understand when we just thank him, thank you, thank you. But when we have foundation, thank him because he's our King of Kings, thank you, thank you. They see the vision then. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, I dare not approach you without saying, forgive me for every sin, of omission, of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Thank you, Lord, for clean life before you. And thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, that is so ultra awesome to have the Holy Ghost indwell in me. And thank you for the Holy Ghost on this line. Touch every person. Come to join us on this line to give God those praises. Oh, God, we don't mean to push people too far, but we just can't hardly help but thank you 1,000 times a day. You do so many things and have done so many things. If I went back to the Lord when I was first a little boy and knew, had consciousness of everything or anything at age 3 or 4 years old, I never thanked you properly when I was then. And there are millions of thank yous that I owe you. And I'm just trying to give you at least a little smidgen of it, Lord. I know I can't thank you for all of it, but I can start thanking you now. If I thank you the rest of my life, I can never thank you enough for all that you've done. So I'm trying my best to give you some praise. Bless people on this line. Bless their families. Bless their homes and everything about them. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm asking all those who have lines, only a few lines are open, but those who have been selected to help us praise him. Would you do so by joining in now? Open up a few lines here for you. Come on, let's praise him. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you,
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, th Thank you. Thank you.
Victor Bernard. I'm at P.O. Box 2625, 593, P.O. Box 26, Input 593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. Overland Park, Kansas. One word, one word actually. Overland. 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 Yeah. Then Park is a separate word. And then Kansas, of course, is a separate word. So, 26, P.O. Box 26, 59, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless all of you. We thank you for joining us. And we were able to do that elevation tonight for Ambassador Gina Hodges and Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith. It was wonderful. Thank you for attending, some of you, and for all that you've done. All right, God bless all of you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen, thank you, thank you. And I know some of you attended that elevation service tonight. But if you get sleepy, don't be weary. Just feel like you want to find a good spot to sleep tonight and get you some good rest. The Lord bless you and keep you. We love you and we appreciate all of you. And may God's face shine upon you and bring you peace. God bless you. God be praised. God be praised. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Yeah. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.